弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
感谢主，又是平安的一星期。
Thank God we have peacefully passed through another week.
我们又可以在网路上一起来敬拜神，来遵守神的吩咐。
And once more, we can keep the commandment of God by worshiping God online.
小丁现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考，我转念而明白。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the topic, I return and then understand.
我们每天的读经进度在读6月1号开始在读传道书。
Starting from June 1st, we have been reading the book of Ecclesiastes.
那这是传道者智慧的话语，是他回顾一生所留给我们很宝贵的信息。
These are very precious teachings that are left behind by this preacher.
一般相信是所罗门王在年老的时候所写的。
Most believe that this was written by King Solomon when he was in his old age.
当他回转来看他的一生的时候，他发现许多他过去追求的是虚空的。
When he returned and looked back on his life, he realized that many of the things he pursued were empty.
可是时间已经过了，人生没有办法再重复。
However, because time had already passed, he could not rewind.
这就是我们人的局限。
And this is the limitation of man.
我们活在时空底下。
We live under time and space.
时间过去了就不再回来。
When time passes us by, we cannot regain it again.
所以我们每一个人都是很公平的，都活一次。
Therefore, life is fair. We all live once.
我们就算想要再回到过去我们所遗失的那一部分，也已经没有办法了。
Even if we wanted to make up for time lost, we cannot.
那在传道书里面，我们看到许多智慧的话语。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, we see many wise sayings.
那也看到许多特色，就是在其他的圣经的书卷里面没有的。
We also see many unique characteristics that are not in other books.
就好像你如果打开传道书一开始的时候，他就看到这个在日光之下。
For example, at the beginning of Ecclesiastes, we see the term under the sun.
其实如果是日头，这个很多经卷都会提到日头。
Many books also contain the word sun.
但是提到在日光之下，我们人的人生呢，就只有在传道书里面特别强调的。
But only in the book of Ecclesiastes do we see the term under the sun.
那这是因为要让我们明白说，我们是活在今生这个时空里。
This reminds us that we live under in this time.
我们活在我们肉体活着，如果今天没有太阳，我们都活不了。
If there was no sun, we would not be alive.
不但是植物，包括动物，所有的这一切都没有办法生存。
All of the plants, animals, every living thing could not survive.
那日头，这是神的创造。
The sun was created by God.
神把它安置在天上，作为我们今天这个环境里面定节令。时期以及时间。
And God allowed for the sun to be a marker of seasons and times and years.
所以日光之下，这个就是我们今天的人生。
Therefore, our life is under the sun.
那在传道书你还看到一个很特殊的字眼，就是虚空的虚空。
We also see another term, which is vanity of vanities.
这个虚空不是那个没有的意思。
This vanity does not mean empty.
而是没有价值，没有意义。
But rather meaningless.
就好像我们今天做过很多事。
For example, we have done many things.
传道书里面他说，他曾经盖房子，然后建造他自己的豪宅。
And Solomon himself built many mansions.
那他用他的这个时间去享受他所做的工程。
He used his time to enjoy all of his work.
但是最后他说虚空。
But in the end, he said it was vanity.
但是其实他真的是盖了房子，他真的种了这些果木树，真的曾经在这个环境里面享受过的。
But the reality is, he had built these things, and he had planted these vineyards, and he had enjoyed them.
那所以实际上做到，但是事后发现没有意义，也没有价值。
Although he had enjoyed them and accomplished these things, but yet he looked back and saw that they were without meaning.
最后，他 回顾他的一生，发现说其实没有真正的价值。
When he reflected back on his life, he saw that there was no value to it.
这个对我们今天来说叫做虚空。
And this is what we say, vanity is.
好，所以如果只是用虚空这个概念去看，其实今天我们所拜的，如果是不真实的，我们所做的一切其实也是没有价值的。
If we worship what is not true, then what we do will also be meaningless.
所以偶像在圣经的经卷里面。啊、也是把它当作虚空的。
Therefore, in the Bible, we see that idols are also vanity.、
啊、那在这个虚空的虚空、啊、他接下去说都是捕风。
And following the term vanity of vanities, then we see the word grasping the wind.
就是说，好像你有感觉到，但是你又抓不住。
You can feel it, but you cannot grasp it.
就好像我们今天在世上所经历这一切，我们都有感觉，就是我们都有一个。我们有实际的 体会。
For example, all of us can experience the different situations that we go through.
就好像今天很多人在追求学问、名声。
Many of us are pursuing education or a good reputation.
你看多少人穷其一生就是要成为某一方面的专家。
Many of us are pursuing to become an expert in our field.
啊，可以得到众人的尊重。
So others can acknowledge us.
好，然后甚至可以啊。得到一个非常崇高的那个荣誉。
So we can also receive this kind of honor.
但是最后其实也是像捕风。
But in the end, this is all grasping after the wind.
因为这些东西没办法永存。
These things cannot endure.
就好像我们今天抓风，你风有风来的时候，你会感觉到凉凉的。
When the breeze comes, you can feel that cool breeze.
但是你没办法，没办法把它真的抓在你的手上。
But you're unable to grasp the air.
也就是这个东西都不是一直存在的。
These things cannot last.
有时候是一个感觉而已。
Sometimes it is just a feeling.
或者是我们一个想法。
Or just a thought.
然后就是我们现在人所说的一个理想或一个梦想。
Or as we might call it, an aspiration or a dream.
但是这个最后都是空的，那就是说捕风抓不到。
But all these things are empty.
那在传道书里面，他还有许多的词汇一直在讲这个劳碌。
There is also a lot of mention of toil.
那这个劳碌就是我们在日光之下，我们在这一生所经历的，真的是很多的劳苦。
In our lives, we go through a lot of labor and toil.
那我们人从被造以来啊，其实都是。被神赋给要工作的这个任务的。
And since we have been created, we have been given the task of laboring.
最开始神就要亚当夏娃去管理他们所居住的这个伊甸园。
At the beginning, God had told Adam and Eve to care for the garden.
要他们去管理那个地上的走兽，通空中的飞鸟，海里的鱼，就是要去管理神所。创造这一切。
They were to care for all of the fish of the sea, the animals on land, and the birds of the air.
所以他们的生命不是空的，不是没有价值的。
So their lives were not without purpose.
因为神已经赋给他工作，他要完成这个任务的。
God had given them a task that they had to accomplish.
一开始人的生命是很完美的。
So in the beginning, human lives were perfect.
在这个时空底下，不会觉得说很无聊。
They would not feel bored in time and space.
不会觉得说很空了，不知道做什么。
They would not feel empty and not know what to do.
其实我们如果去想象在伊甸园的日子。亚当夏娃他们绝对不会无聊。
If we imagine life in the Garden of Eden, we know that Adam and Eve were never bored.
或者是你去想象挪亚跟他的家人在方舟里面也绝对不会无聊。
Or if you imagine Noah and his family in the ark, they were also not bored.
他们都被神赋予重要的使命的。
They had been entrusted with a very important task.
所以我们今天人在世上要有工作，要有一个重心去完成神要我们做的事。
Therefore, in our lives, we also must have a purpose from God.
换句话说，我们人不可以懒惰。
In other words, as humans, we cannot be lazy.
但是劳碌也要有它的方向。
But our labor should also have the right direction.
如果只是一直在追求这个今生，最后的劳碌也是虚空。
If we only pursue after this life, then in the end, our toil will be empty.
所以在传道书里面，他就告诉我们应该怎么劳碌。
Therefore, in Ecclesiastes, he tells us how we ought to labor.
就是我们在工作上应该要用什么态度才有可能得到真正的意义价值。
What is the attitude we must have in our toil so that it can be truly meaningful?
那在当然传道书被排在旧约 旧约里面的这个 智慧的书里面。
Ecclesiastes is one of the books of wisdom in the Bible.
从约伯记开始，诗篇、箴言、传道啊、传道书、雅歌。
Starting from the book of Job, we have Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon.
这些都知道做智慧的书。
All of these are the books of wisdom.
所以一样，你如果从约伯记一直读到雅歌，你会看到里面许多的字眼都是跟智慧跟知识有关。
If you read from Job all the way to the Song of Songs, you would see many mentions of the word wisdom.
在传道书一样，他提到很多智慧。
And likewise in the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们知道所罗门得到神赐给他大智慧。
We know that Solomon received great wisdom from God.
就当时候来说，真的是前无古人的，没有人像他那么聪明。
There was no one as smart as him before him or after him.
但是如果这个智慧只是在地上的，他没办法真的遵行神的吩咐。
But if this knowledge only remained as worldly knowledge, then he could not do according to the commandments of God.
只是要想要知道说，哎，神为什么要这样做？
All he understood was why God would do certain things.
不是，如果他想要去了解说神为什么要这样设计。
If he wanted to understand why God would do certain things.
其实那个作者说，他怎么去绕来绕去，最后都没办法，没有答案。
And this author, he continued to search, but he could not find the answer.
也就是说，智慧也是有极限的，在地面上的智慧。
So this shows us that this worldly wisdom is limited.
你会看到他最后也说智慧。跟知识好像也是虚空，
and、
也是没有什么真正的价值。
At the end, he concludes that even knowledge and wisdom are vanity.
那有智慧人多什么？
So what good is the wise person?
第一节的第十八啊，第一章的第十八节说。
In chapter 1 verse 18 it says.
第一章的十八节说，因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦；加增知识的，就加增忧伤。
It says, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
真的，我们今天如果知识越多人，越容易害怕紧张。
It is true, when we know more, then we worry more.
就好像我们今天现在面临这个肺炎病毒这个问题。
For example, we are faced with the coronavirus.
你看，我们今天如果来教会聚会。
If we come to church for service.
我们如果每一个人都把它戴口罩了，
and each of us has a mask on,
我们就来教会听道理。
Then we come to the chapel to listen to the sermon.
但是，要不要唱诗？要不要祷告
？But do we sing hymns or pray?
有人说，万一唱诗，这个嘴巴张开很危险啊，这个病毒到处飞啊。
Some people might say, well, if you open your mouth to sing, then it's very dangerous because you could spread the germs.
我们用灵言祷告，哇，那更大声，那更危险。
And if you pray loudly in the spirit, then that's even more dangerous.
所以最好怎么样？就来教会听道理，最好不要唱诗，也不要祷告。
So some may say, well, then the best solution is to not sing hymns or pray when you come to church.
那这样来教会要做什么
？But then what would you come here for?
如果只是要听道理，在网络上也可以听。
If you just want to listen to a sermon, you can do so online.
我们来教会就是为了要唱诗祷告。
We come to church so we can sing hymns and pray.
那我们戴口罩。
Then we wear our masks.
我们尽量保持这个距离。
And we do our best to keep social distancing.
我们把我们的心呈现在主的面前。
And we set our hearts before God.
而且我们如果自己知道说自己不舒服，就不要来教会，这是应该的。
And if we
feel 防护别人。
Unwell, then we protect others by not coming to church.
所以我们每一个人在这里都是用心来敬拜神的。
So each of us comes to worship the Lord with our hearts.
我们就该唱诗就唱诗，该祷告就祷告。
And therefore, when it is time to sing and to pray, we do so.
但是如果很有专业知识的人，他们就开始去分析了。
But those who have professional knowledge will start to evaluate this.
不行啊，如果万一有一个意外怎么办？
What happens if there's an accident?
这个就是忧愁了。
So this is why it produces much sorrow.
但是如果今天我们很多事情能够靠信心，靠神。
But if we are able to have faith in all things.
这些我们人预防不到的，神会帮我们预防。
The things that we are unable to control, God will help.
那我们就放心了。
Then we can be at ease.
所以我们尽我们人该做的部分。
Therefore, we do our part.
所以知识智慧本身有它的限制的。
And we see that knowledge and wisdom has its limitations.
因为人事实上是没有办法，不是能够掌握一切的。
Because as humans, we are unable to control everything.
这一切都在神的手上。
Everything is in the hands of God.
好。 那在传道书里面，我们又看到一个特殊的地方，就是神这个字眼。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, another unique characteristic is the mention of God.
他都一直用神，只是用真神这个词。
He always uses the term the true God.
他并不会像在箴言或者是在诗篇里面讲耶和华。
Instead of using the term the Lord as in Psalms and Proverbs.
因为似乎后来这个作者他回转之后，他发现说这个神这个是创造万物的主。
It seems as if this author, after he returned to God, realized that this God is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他掌握一切的。
He is in control of everything.
他的要向文人介绍这个神的特质，就好像回到创世纪一开始第一章所描述的一样。
And he introduces to us the characteristics of God by returning back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
因为那里就在描述神是创造天地万物的。
In Genesis, it describes our God as a God who created the heavens and the earth.
他是绝对的。
He is absolute.
他的话就是有生命，就是灵。
And his words are spirit and life.
他的话充满力量。
His words are filled with power.
他的话叫做真理。
And his word is truth.
所以传道书里面，他最后让我们看到神是绝对的。
Therefore, in the book of Ecclesiastes, we see the absoluteness of God.
但是我们人间很多都是相对的。
But in our own lives, we see many things are relative.
有些事情我们人间看起来好像很好，但其实不好。
There are some things that we may perceive to be very good, but in actuality, they are not.
我们人间有些事情好像我们得到了，其实我们失去。
Or there are some things that we seem to have laid hold of, but yet we have not.
但是神的在最后他的结论，有关于神的部分是绝对的。
But in terms of this God that we worship, he is absolute.
好，所以我们现在在读传道书，它只有十二章，那我们要每一章都要好好的用心去想想。
And so Ecclesiastes only has 12 chapters, so we need to take the time to meditate on each chapter.
它一开头的第一节到第一章的第一节到第十一节是一个序言。
In chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, this is the introduction.
那就告诉我们说虚空，他就告诉我们说你现在从这个角度去看，作者要告诉我们说他是怎么经历这个虚空的。
And this author is about to explain to us how he experienced vanity.
接下来第十二节到第二章，他就告诉我们说传道者他自己个人的经验去应验他所说的话是真的，这些都是虚空。
And from verse 12 and onwards into chapter 2, this author is describing his own life and how he experienced for himself this vanity.
那第三章到第五章就是他对这个人间事物的观察。
In chapters 3 to 5, he records his observations of life.
他的观察非常的细微，而且是真实的。
His observations are very detailed and they are true.
他最后会给我们告诉我们说他所观察这个现象，有的人认为这样，有人认为那样，但是最后一样的结果，就是虚空。
And he describes how some people think this way, others have a different opinion, but in the end, the conclusion is vanity.
好，那第六章到第八章。
And from chapter 6 to 8,
就是传道人他对这个真理的探索。
This is the author searching for truth.
他观察了这个人间的这些现象之后。
After he observes the different phenomena in the world,
他就提出他的他所获得的从真理的角度所获得的这些智慧的话告诉人。
He shares the words of wisdom for everyone.
就是说你多有财富多有儿女不见得是福气。
He describes to us how having a lot of wealth and many descendants does not equate to being blessed.
就算你活得很久很长寿。
Even longevity.
你又可以劳碌做很多工作，也不见得有益处。
Or being very productive in your life does not mean that you have lived a meaningful life.
或者是人今天去追求名声。
Or for those who pursue after fame.
然后又很有智慧，可以去分别很多事情判断。
And have the ability to discern many things.
但是也不见得会叫人家得福气。
That doesn't necessarily mean that they're able to bring blessing to others.
所以这些那好处。福气是要从哪里来？
So where does all goodness and blessing come from?
事实上是从神来。
It comes from God.
那神他又不是直接给我们。
But God does not give these things to us directly.
他可能是透过一些其他的，在我们生活当中的一些环境、一些事物而呈现他的祝福跟智慧。
Sometimes God blesses us through the circumstances and environments that He puts us in.
好，所以从第九章到第十一章的第八节。
So from chapter 9 to 11, verse 8.
他就是这个他对他这个所说的话语的一个分析。
He analyzes the words that he speaks.
那我们人知道什么叫做真智慧
？So that people may know what is true wisdom.
真智慧就是你能够把握机会的。
True wisdom is taking hold of each opportunity.
你真智慧就是你不要去再一次的成为愚昧人。
A true wisdom is not returning to become a fool.
真智慧就是要好好的利用。神让我们活着的这段时间
And true wisdom means to utilize the time God has given us wisely.
因为我们人生很短暂
Our lives are short.
所以到第十二到第十一章的第九节以后
So starting from chapter 11 verse 9
到第十二章的第八节
Until chapter 12 verse 8
这就是他的劝勉跟他的忠告
He gives an admonishment.
哦，因为他告诉我们说，我们人生很短、啊、
He tells us that our lives are very short.
要趁着我们还年轻的时候，年幼的时候。
Therefore, while we are still young,
要做你要做的事，要赶快去做，不要浪费时间。
We should not waste our time, but do what we ought to do.
你也可以自己选择说，我反正这个我喜欢，我就去做了。
You can also choose to do whatever you want.
可是到最后要记住一件事。
But you need to remember.
我们如果看十一章的第九节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 9.
十一章第九节。
11, verse 9.
少年人啊，你在幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅，行你心所愿行的，看你眼所爱看的，但却要知道啊，为这一切的事，神必审问你。
Verse 9, Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these God will bring you into judgment.
第十节说，所以你要从心中除掉愁烦，从肉体当中克弃邪恶。因为一生的开端和幼年之时都是虚空的。
Verse 10, Therefore remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity.
他这个就是在提醒我们说，你 要趁着你年幼的时候，要知道怎么去过不会虚空的日子。
He reminds us that we should learn to live a life that is not in vain since we are young.
你可以选择，但是你要知道最后神要审判的。
You can choose how to live, but yet you must remember that God will bring you into judgment.
十二章一节到第八节就告诉我们说，要趁着我们还年幼，还有时间。
In chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, it tells us that we need to, while we are still young,
要纪念我们的主。
To remember our Creator.
所以他说要纪念造你的主啊，这个就是在提到说神是赐给我们生命这一切的主宰。
When he says the word Creator, this is a reminder that this God is the one who gives us life.
好，那他劝勉完之后，第十二章的。第九节以后就是结论了。
And from chapter 12, verse 9 and onwards, this is his conclusion.
啊，总意就是要敬畏神，啊，要遵守他的诫命。
The conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and keep His commandments.
啊，那这是人当今的本分，就是在这个一生的年日里面，这两件事情就是我们应该要做的，没有怀疑的。
And this is man's all, meaning there is no doubt that this is exactly what we must do while we are still alive.
然后在最后他又提醒一次，啊，这一切的是我们不管是隐藏的、显露的，是善是恶，最后神都必审问的。
And in the end, he reminds us one more time that God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
也就是说，最后有一个总算账。
So we will have to give an account.
好，那我们接下来我们要来看这个啊，所罗门王啊，他转念之后，他才明白的一些道理。
So today we will look at what Solomon realized when he returned.
我们来看一下第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
传道书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第四章第一节说，我又转念，见日光之下所行的一切欺压，看啊，受欺压的流泪，啊，且无人安慰。欺压他们的有势力，也无人安慰他们。
Verse 1, then I returned and considered all the oppression that is done under the sun, and look, the tears of the oppressed, but they have no comforter. On the side of their oppressors there is power, but they have no comforter.
他的意思就是说, 我转念, 其实他就意思说 他回转, 他现在在观察这个世界上的事情, 他换一个角度看。
When he says I returned, this means that he used a different perspective to see the world.
或者是他从回到神的角度里面去看事情了。
Or he tried to look at things from God's perspective.
他说日光之下所行的一切欺压, 就是在这个日光之下有许多不公平, 让人很生气的事情。
He considered all the oppression that was done under the sun, all of the unrighteous things that were happening.
我们知道人间真的 到处都是不公义、不公平的事实。
We know that it is a reality that things are unjust.
就好像我们今天在这个社会、这个星期所经历的到处的这个暴动。
This week have experienced how there have been riots everywhere.
为什么？因为看到不公平的事情，看到欺压，有。 有权势的人去欺压那个弱者。
Because people feel unfairly treated because the stronger are oppressing the weaker.
这当中又牵涉到这个种族的问题。
And this has to do with race.
那其实这个现象 到处都是, 每一个国家都有。
And this is a phenomenon that we see in every country.
只要有人的地方就是有这个不公平的事实。
As when there are people, we see the reality of injustice.
即使是司法判断都不见得是公正的。
Even when there are decisions made in court, they may not be just.
这个人间的普遍现象, 这个是免不了的, 你要不要去把它挖出来看而已。
And so it is inevitable that there will be unjust things happening in the world. It is just a matter of whether or not we want to bring them out to look at them.
比如说我们看第三章16节。
If we look at chapter 3 verse 16.
三章16节说, 我又见日光之下, 在审判之时有奸恶, 在公义之处也有奸恶。
Verse 16, moreover, I saw under the sun in the place of judgment, wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, iniquity was there.
哇, 这个法院照理说应该最公平的。
The court should be the fairest place on earth.
但是不见得。
But not necessarily so.
哎, 有时候掌权的人可以左右这些法官, 你要怎样判?
Sometimes those who have authority are able to sway the decision.
哦, 特别在集权的情况底下, 根本不可能有所谓的公平的。
Especially in an authoritative government, there is no such thing as true justice.
只要对我有好处的, 你就这样判, 他一定会给你指挥的。
As long as the government or those in authority are benefited, then this is how the judge must judge.
这里就是一个事实啊, 这个真的在公义之处有奸恶, 本来应该要呈现公平, 让这个受欺压人可以得到这个伸冤之处, 事实上也很多黑暗的地方。
So this is reality that in the place of judgment, when there should be justice, there is actually much darkness.
我们如果再看第五章第八节。
In chapter 5, verse 8.
你来看这个事实。
Another reality.
第五章第八节说, 你若在一省之中见穷人受欺压, 并夺去了公义公平的事, 不要因此诧异, 因有一位高过 居高位的监察, 在他们以上,
Verse 8, if you see the oppression of the poor and the violent perversion of justice and righteousness in a province, do not marvel at the matter, for high official watches over high official and higher officials are over them.
你看他这里就看到说, 其实这个有欺压的事情好像很不公平, 他说你不要诧异。
And he tells us that when we see perversion of justice, we should not feel in awe.
因为 将来还有一位更高的会主持公道。
Because there is someone who is even higher who will be just.
哦, 那所以我们现在看到人间的许多事情, 哦, 要沉得住气, 不要这样子, 啊, 很容易就以为说天下没有公义的。
Therefore, when we see things that are happening around us, we should not feel very angry.
要知道有一位在掌权。
Because we have to know that someone is in control.
今天其实有时候我们去行义啊, 做神要做要我们做的事, 有时候反而会受到一些祸患，或甚至受苦。
Sometimes when we try to get revenge or justice for ourselves, then we will actually cause ourselves to suffer.
比如说，你看第七章第十五节。
For example, in chapter 7, verse 15.
这个都是一个事实，我们都在生活当中可以经历的。
This is another reality that we might experience in our own lives.
十五节说，有义人行义反致灭亡，有恶人行恶倒享长寿。这都是我在虚度之日中所见过的。
Verse 15, I have seen everything in my days of vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness.
这样的一个现象，如果我们只是看人间，在日光之下，这个事实，我们就会觉得说，那神在哪里？
If we only focus on what is happening in the world, then we might ask, where is God?
但是我们要把它转到神身上去看。
But we need to shift our focus to God.
所以当我们转念转回到神里面来的时候，
When we shift our focus to God,
我们就可以明白说为什么是这样子的。
Then we are able to understand why.
因为这当中有神他的时间。
We understand that God has His timing.
有神的他的用意要磨练人的。
And God also has His purpose in molding people.
我们看一下第三章的第十七节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 17.
第三章十七节。
3, verse 17.
我心里说，神必审问义人和恶人，因为在那里各样事物、一切工作都有定时。
17, I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work.
18节,
18.
我心里说，这乃为世人的缘故，是神要试验他们，使他们觉得自己不过像兽一样。
18, I said in my heart, concerning the condition of the sons of men, God tests them, that they may see that they themselves are like animals.
19, 因为世人遭遇的兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样。这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样，人不能够强于兽，都是虚空。
19, for what happens to the sons of men also happens to animals. One thing befalls them. As one dies, so dies the other. Surely they all have one breath. Man has no advantage over animals, for all is vanity.
20说，都归一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。
20, all go to one place. All are from the dust, and all return to dust.
21节说，谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢？
21, who knows the spirit of the sons of men which goes upward and the spirit of the animal which goes down to the earth?
这里特别是第十八节，他强调说，诶，这个是我心里说，这个其实是神要试验人，试人呢。
In verse 18, he says, I said in my heart that God tests them.
就是要让人去看明说，其实人也不够像兽类一样，其实有很多时候很多判断都是用那个弱肉强食，强者吃掉弱者那种做法去在人间运作的。
God tests the people of the earth by allowing for the stronger to oppress the weak.
让他们了解说，其实人间没有公平的。
So that humans may understand that within this world there is truly no righteousness.
也就是说，没有一个是真正行善，然后像神一样的那种人。
There is no one who truly does good and never sins.
如果要找到真正的公平，你从人身上是找不到的。
If you want to seek for true righteousness, you cannot find it in any human being.
在第七章有一句话说，
In chapter 7,
第七章二十节，
verse 20,
这让我们可以看到说人的本性，时常行善而不犯罪的义人在世上实在没有。
Verse 20, therefore there is not a just man on the earth who does good and does not sin.
所以今天很多大部分人都是自私的。
Most people are selfish.
包括法官也可能是自私的。
Yeah, even judges can be selfish.
但是在这里他说，其实你要想，今天人有一天都要死，跟动物一样。
But here it reminds us that all humans will die, just like animals will die.
但是兽它归于尘土之后，它就结束了，它不需要再面对审判了。
But once animals die, they return to dust and they do not need to face judgment.
但是人呢？人的灵要回到神那边去，最后还要被审判。
But for humans, our spirit will return to God. We will need to be judged.
所以神最后会做 最公正的大审判。
Therefore, the Lord will administer the great judgment.
那所以今天这个很多的事情，其实都掌握在神的手上，神有他的时间。
So all things are in God's hands, and God has His timing.
那我们人就不要一直去怀疑说神为什么不主持公道。
And therefore, we must not doubt God and to ask why He does not administer justice.
会的，神会主持公道的。
Yes, God will administer His justice.
因为这些恶人，他就算昌盛享受，其实也都是暂时的而已。
Because even if the wicked flourish, but it will only be temporary.
我们看一下第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
看第八章。
Chapter 8.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
罪人虽然作恶百次，倒享长久的年日，然而我准知道，敬畏神的，就是在他面前敬畏的人，终究必得福了。
Verse 12, though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him.
十三节，恶人却不得福了，也不得长久的年日，这年日好像影儿，因他不敬畏神。
13, but it will not be well with the wicked, nor will he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he does not fear before God.
这里的意思就是说，最后，其实人间这几十年而已，以后能不能够进天国得永生，或者是受永刑，这才是关键。
Human lives only last at most for a few decades. After our lives are over, then we either go into eternal life or eternal judgment.
那他的那个关键点是什么？就是敬畏神。
So the key is whether or not we fear God.
我们今天如果敬畏神，我们就不敢随我们自己的心意乱来。
If we fear God, then we will not dare to do everything according to our own desires.
我们要想到有一天神要问我们。
Because we know that one day God will ask us.
那我们如果作恶的，我们受刑罚就是应当的。
And if we are condemned, this is our what is rightly due.
那时候就不能再喊冤说神啊，你再给我一次机会，我会改变，来不及了。
And it will be too late if we cry out to God saying, "Give me another chance."
好，所以。今天我们看到社会的一些乱象，我们一定要明白，我们也要转到神这里来，我们心里就释怀，我们就不会愤愤不平。
Therefore, when we see different things happening around us, we should not feel uneasy, but know that God is in control.
因为神是审判的主。
God is the just judge.
恶人他得势只是暂时的而已。
And those who are wicked only receive power for a temporary period of time.
重点是我们要敬畏神。
But the focus is whether or not we fear God.
我们再看回来第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
我又转念。他说：“见日光之下有一桩虚空的事。”
Then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun.
第八节说：“有人孤单无二，无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为足。”他说：“我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。”
Verse 8, there is one alone without companion. He has neither son nor brother, yet there is no end to all his labors, nor is his eye satisfied with riches. But he never asks, for whom do I toil and deprive myself of good? This also is vanity and a grave misfortune.
你看他这里，他看见了一个，有一种人劳碌不息，而且不知道知足，最后是虚空。
And here he observes that there is someone who has no end to his labors and is never satisfied, and in the end, it is all vanity.
他都是孤单一个人的。
He is lonely.
今天在日光之下，如果我们是孤独一个人，那就很凄惨。
If we are alone in this world, then we are very pitiful.
那这个孤单一人其实指的是没有救恩，没有耶稣基督的。
But this being alone refers to those who do not have salvation.
今天如果我们有主耶稣基督，他永远跟我们同在。
If we have the Lord Jesus Christ, He is always with us.
所以日光之下，如果真的是你看在今生里面，只是为了要劳碌追求累积财富。那最后真的是虚空。
Therefore, if our aim in life is only to accumulate wealth, then our lives will end in vain.
这里提到这个人很认真。
This person works very hard.
劳碌啊，日夜工作啊。
He works day and night.
他 劳碌做什么？
And what does he labor for?
就是要累积财富，财富很多。
He wants to accumulate wealth.
银行里面存款很多很多，数字一直增加。
The numbers in his bank keep increasing.
但是最后他说，其实他后来想想看，说到底为谁忙？到底是为谁活着？
But who is he living for? Why is he so busy?
他没有人可以继承，也没有人可以分享，也没有人可以去一起同乐。他这个到底为什么？
He has no one to pass his wealth to. He has no one to share it with. And what is he doing this for?
你看今天有很多人、哦、有些人是工作狂的。
Some people are workaholics.
也就是说，借着工作来好让自己很有价值。
And to because they feel that their value is based on how much they work.
啊，在工作当中好像得到成就感，得到满足。
They feel satisfied because of how busy they are.
但是你这样子一直工作，最后其实可能会伤了身体。
But if you continue in this way, you may harm your own health.
那这样的人，其实所罗门说是虚空。
And Solomon says that this kind of person is vanity.
当然他去努力工作，如果是正当的，一定会累积财富啊。
Of course, if someone works a normal job, he will accumulate wealth.
但是这些财富也没有办法去享用。
But he will not be able to enjoy it.
啊，也不知道怎么用。
And he doesn't know how to use it.
那这样子，这个人生真的是没有价值。
Then this life would not be of any value.
那他在这里提到，就是说，这个财富到底为什么？
So what is wealth exactly for?
第二个，他提到一个问题，就是那孤单一人这个现象，你要想想看。
And the second question is, why is he alone?
他就是有一个，他劳碌，但是他只有一个人而已啊。
He works, but he is alone.
他最后第九节，他告诉我们说，其实哈，两个人比一个好。
And therefore, he says that two are better than one.
他现在转念，他看到这个现象，然后他现在得到一个结论。
So when he observes this man, he comes to a conclusion.
就是说，啊，要人要有婚姻。
That people need marriage.
人需要有同伴。
People need a companion.
啊，因为在婚姻里，你的配偶可能是你最好的朋友。在世界上。
Your spouse may be your best friend in this world.
因为你可以无所不谈。
Because you can talk about everything.
因为你夫妻就是可以赤身露体，不会羞耻。
Spouses can be naked and not feel any shame.
那当然，你内心可以什么话都可以说。
Which means that you're able to say everything that is in your heart.
这是为什么最初神要为人设立婚姻呢？
This is why God established marriage.
所以婚姻就是我们可以得到一个帮助者。
So marriage is to acquire help.
我们有一个伴侣，他可以跟我们一起同甘共苦。
Helper, a partner to bear the different toils and burdens of life.
Okay, 而且可以同承生命之恩。
And to be inherit the eternal grace together.
所以在这里，当然他这里的信息不只是说婚姻而已。
Of course, in this passage, it does not only refer to marriage.
他提到说我们需要有伴。
He says that we need to have companions.
就好像我们今天在社会上，我们需要有朋友。
For example, just like we need friends in society.
哦，我们之间如果有朋友提拔或者给我们一个信息，可能就帮助我们很多事情。
If we have a friend to rely on, then they might help us alleviate many burdens.
古时候人家说，你在家靠父母，在外就要靠朋友。
There's a saying that says, when you're at home, you need to rely on your parents. When you're outside of the home, you rely on your friends.
所以我们要知道怎么去交朋友，知道怎么去成为别人的朋友。
So we need to know how to make friends and to be someone else's friend.
如果有朋友，我们就有得到一些帮助。
And when we have friends, then we will receive good things.
当然，这个朋友一定是要好朋友了。
Of course, these friends have to be good.
如果是坏朋友的话，就糟糕了。
If they're bad friends, then you're doomed.
那这个最好的朋友是谁？
So who is our best friend?
如果我们看箴言十八章。
If we look at Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章。
Proverbs 18.
我们一定要有最好的朋友。
We need to have a best friend.
朋友不可以乱交的。
And we cannot make anyone our best friend.
哦，因为有时候朋友动机不好，他有可能你可能会受害。
Because if someone has the wrong motive, you might it might not nothing good would come from that.
24节。
24.
18章24节说，滥交朋友的自取败坏，但有一个朋友比弟兄更亲密。
24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
这里最好的朋友其实指我们 将来你看我们现在可以经历到的就是我们的主耶稣基督了。
The best friend here is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在旧约的时代就是神自己本身啊。
And this is God himself.
就好像神他跟雅各说。
Just like how God said to Jacob.
你到哪里去我都跟你去。
I will go where you go.
我保守你平安再回来这里的。
And I will preserve you and bring you safely back.
我们看到这些古圣徒啊，真的是神无时不刻跟他们同在。
We see how God was with the saints wherever they went.
雅各他自以为孤单，他觉得哇，在野地上茫茫前途，不知道怎么去。
Jacob, he thought that he was alone. He didn't know his direction in life.
但是当神跟他显现的时候，他才发现说，哦，原来神在这里啊，跟我同在的。
But when God appeared to him, then he realized, oh, God is actually with me.
所以今天最好的朋友就是我们的主。
So our best friend is our Lord.
但是我们在人间里面呢，我们如果能够找到在主里面同样信仰的有好的朋友跟着我们一起作伴，其实我们会得到 很大的好处。
But in this life, if we're able to find a good friend who shares the same faith with us, then we will receive many blessings.
因为 有同伴的好处就是你可以分享。
The benefits of having a companion is that you can share.
所以你说那个你如果一个喜乐你觉得很好的地方，很好的事情，你跟别人家分享，那个喜乐就加倍了。
If you find something to be very joyful and you share it, then the joy is doubled.
那如果你觉得很痛苦啊，很愁烦啊，你有人可以跟你分享，那个愁烦就减一半。
But if you have any burdens and you share the burden with someone else, then this burden is halved.
今天社会上很多人忧郁，为什么？
Why are many people depressed?
因为没有朋友。
Because they don't have friends.
没有真正的朋友可以分享。
Or they don't have true friends whom they can share with.
有时候你看今天如果我们有一些困难，有一些好朋友跟我们一起这样子祷告。
And when we have good friends to pray with whenever we're in trouble.
但你看这个神就帮助我们了。
Then we experience how God helps us.
你有人可以这样子来沟通，然后从不同的角度让你可以知道说有人在跟你作伴啊，来支持你，那种感受跟你自己一个人承受是完全不一样的。
The feeling of having someone who cares about you and is willing to carry your burden with you is very different from having to carry all these burdens by yourself.
所以从这里这一段，你看他转念，他发现说我们需要有朋友的。
Therefore, this the preacher returned and saw that the importance of companionship.
让我们在教会里面能够找到好的朋友。
So may we be able to find good friends in church?
我们今天在这个基本上是被限制行动隔离在家的情况底下，我们需要有时候需要有人跟我们讲话。
Especially during this lockdown period, it's very important that we find someone to talk to.
我们也许拿起电话或者传个 message 跟我们的朋友问候。
And perhaps we can make a phone call or send a text message to our friends.
特别是如果能够讲话的话，其实有很多独居的人，他们没有人可以讲话，很孤单的。
And it is better that we can talk or call someone because there are many people who live alone and have no one to talk to.
我们知道，如果一个人都没有讲话，他慢慢脑筋会退化的。
We know that if someone does not talk for a long period of time, their brains will start to deteriorate.
真的，如果老人家都没有讲话哈，久了以后，真的那个不管各项身体的机能都退化。
It's true for the elderly if they do not have someone to talk to, then their body starts to deteriorate.
好，所以我们要能够成为别人的朋友。
So we need to be someone's friend.
让我们可以彼此相爱。
Let us love one another.
共同的来度过这一段在日光之下的日子。
And to live each of these days under the sun together.
我们再看传道书第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
九章十一节。
9 verse 11.
我又转念，见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜。智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得智财，灵巧的未必得喜悦。所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
这段经文我们其实常常在读，我们也常常在自我提醒。
We read this passage often.
也就是说，今天在我们在世上的追求工作或成就，有时候不是尽其在我，不是我可以，你怎样想就可以怎样成就。
We experience in our lives that often it is the results that we get are not based on our abilities.
还有一个很重要的因素就是机会的问题。
An important factor is chance.
啊，那这个机会是神给的，因为是神赐的机会。
And chances are given by God.
那我们在这里看到说，你看他说快跑，或者是力战，啊，这个是跟我们人的那个身体能力有关系的。
When we see the words swift and strong, this has to do with our physical body.
你很强壮的，不见得能够得胜的。
Even if you're strong, that doesn't mean that you will be victorious.
好，那粮食，你看，粮食也未必是给那个有智慧的。
Bread is not necessarily given to the wise.
财富也不一定是给那个很灵巧、很通达会想很多人。
And riches are not necessarily given to those of understanding.
那恩宠就是别人对你的喜爱，也不见得是给那个有知识的。
And people do not necessarily favor men of skill.
这里都是跟我们人的这个心智有关系的。
And this all has to do with the mental aspect.
就是我们人有人很会做人嘛。
Some of us are good at interacting with others.
我们说有人 EQ 很高。
And some people have high EQ.
但是IQ 可能不是很好。
But maybe perhaps their IQ is not as high.
那有人 IQ 很高，但是 EQ 不好。
Others have high IQ but lower EQ.
不管你什么 Q, IQ, EQ 都没关系。
But it doesn't matter if you have high or low EQ or IQ.
其实关键是到底有没有神的帮助啊。
What is most important is whether or not we have the help of God.
这是在于神他看中我们，他给我们机会，我们懂得去把握的问题。
It is a question of whether or not we understand to grasp hold of each opportunity that God gives us because we are favorable in His sight.
其实这里告诉我们说，要懂得敬畏神的。
This tells us that we need to know to fear God.
很多事情突然发生，我们不知道。
And there are many things that happen to us that we do not understand.
就像第十二节说。
For example.In verse 12,
人不知道自己的定期啊。
Man does not know his time.
鱼被恶网圈住，鸟被网罗捉住，祸患忽然临到的时候，世人陷在其中，也是这样。
For a man also does not know his time, like a fish caught in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them.
也就是说，有时候这个时日到了，你没办法避免的。
So when a calamity comes, we are unable to fend against it.
那有时候我们人这样浑浑噩噩过日子啊，就是好像一天过一天的，没有在做什么。
Sometimes we pass the days in a haze.
这一句话不是在说我们人不需要靠自己。
But this doesn't tell us that we should not rely on ourselves at all.
我们人今天如果很多事情都不准备，你就是准备失败而已。
If you do not prepare, then you are prepared to fail.
但是如果我们准备，但是我们知道说我凡事要先靠神。
But when you prepare, if you understand that you need to rely on God,
回转归向神。
To return to God.
照神的吩咐做。
And do according to God.
结局可能就不一样哦。
Then the result might be different.
我们有一姐妹。
We have a sister.
从小就非常有能力的。
Who was very capable from her youth.
成绩一路都很好。
She always had good grades.
从那个非常有名的大学毕业的，又是读很好、很尖端的那个的领域的。
And she studied a very at a very acclaimed university and graduated from the top program there.
那都一般来说都还没有毕业，很多人都找到工作了。
And many people had found jobs before they had graduated.
但是他就是一直都没有找到，奇怪了。
But it was very strange. She was unable to find any jobs.
投这个也不是，那个也不是，都被拒绝啊。
She was rejected wherever she applied.
一般来说很少发生这种事情，因为他是名校毕业的毕业生，又是成绩很好的。
And this was very very shocking for her because she had graduated from a very top school.
后来你知道为什么吗？
But do you know why?
因为她听了她的朋友的话。
Because she listened to her friend.
她去把她的 resume 去把它灌水。
And she actually fluffed her resume.
就是没有的东西她自己乱写。
She added things that were not true.
要为了要让自己的那个经历看起来很丰富。
So that she would seem more experienced to the employer.
她就其实那很多东西人家有经验一看就知道说这个是假的。
So those with experience knew that she was bluffing.
那他就 很挫折，为什么怎么会这样子？我不祷告求神给我工作，怎么都没有。
And so she felt very wronged. She was praying to God to help her find a job.
经过了 好几个月，都失业，找不到工作。
She was unemployed for a long period of time.
回到神面前祷告。
Then she returned to God and prayed.
那结果就有一个姐妹跟她提醒。
Then there was a sister that reminded her.
你那个 resume 不要这样写。
You shouldn't write your resume like that.
没有的不要讲啊。
Don't add things that are not true.
不要把自己吹牛吹到好像自己很肥了。
Don't try to puff yourself up.
啊，你有就有，没有就没有，没有关系的。
If you have that experience, fine. But if you don't have it, it's okay.
那你现在要找工作，你就先来聚会敬拜神再说了。
And if you have time, then you better come to service.
他因为为了要找工作，为了要这样子啊，到处去社区他。都没在聚会啊。
She actually had not been coming to church because she was too busy finding a job.
因为很多那个job fair都是在 weekend 的时候啊。
And many of the job fairs were on the weekend.
她跑到教会里面去找，去跟人家 interview 啊。
So she would go to the job fairs for interviews.
好像很有机会哇，每一个都说很好很好，回去通知等通知。
And every single time she had an interview, she had high hopes.
啊，回去都失望。
But each time she was disappointed.
啊，最后实在是不知道怎么办了。
So she was at a dead end.
祷告神。
Therefore she prayed.
回到神这里来。
She came back to God.
然后就同伴跟她说，来守安息日，啊，来参加联会。
And one of her friends told her that she should keep the Sabbath and attend the spiritual convocation.
刚好灵会的时候碰到了他的教会。
And this spiritual convocation was on the weekend of a job fair.
啊，他想说应该有机会在这个教会找到工作的。
She thought to herself that she would probably have an opportunity at this job fair.
但是他接受他那个朋友的劝的提醒，他先到教会来聚会，来寻求神。
But because of her friend's reminder, therefore she first came to church to worship God.
等到聚会都结束了。
After the services had been completed,
匆匆忙忙赶到那个教会的那个现场，剩下半个小时就关门了。
She rushed to the job fair location, and there was half an hour left.
大部分都走光了。
Most of the people had left.
剩下几个摊位还有人在那边说。最后的那个看有没有人要申请的。
And there were just a few stalls, of people who were packing up.
他看到了一个地方，他那个公司他觉得他想要申请的，他就把他那个resume丢进去。
And she saw one stall where it was a company that she was interested in, so she put her resume.
他放下去，人家打包就走了，就结束了。
And the people there just took her resume and left.
啊，就是最后的这一个，但是你知道吗？最后就是。这一个工作给他的。
And this was, she submitted it at the very last second, and this was the job that God gave her.
她来敬拜神。
She came to worship God.
她赶到那边去，最后的时间把那个resume丢在那个对的地方，所以她就得到一份工作。
And she rushed to the place at the last moment and put the resume in the right place, and God gave her that job.
真的是神的恩典。
So this truly was God's grace.
是在乎当时的机会。你今天他如果早一点去，其实也没用。
And this was because of the opportunity that God gave her. If she had gone earlier, it would have been useless.
所以这里他特别提到说，在乎当时的机会。
So here it tells us that everything depends on time and chance.
啊，神给我们机会。
God gives us chance.
神先给我们时间。
God gives us time.
因为我们有生命。就是有时间。
Because as long as we have life, we have time.
神也给我们机会，我们人要懂得把握。
And when God gives us a chance, we need to grasp
hold of them. 把握意思就是说，我们懂得敬畏神。
And grasping each chance means that we learn to fear God.
我们懂得凡事要依靠神。
We need to learn to rely on God in all things.
不是只是拼自己而已。
And not just to rely on ourselves.
那最后我们就会发现，其实神的意是好的。
Then we will realize that God's will is the way is the best way.
借着这样子一个经历，让这个姐妹她的信仰提升。
And because of this experience, the faith of the sister was elevated.
愿我们都能够转念回到神这里来。
So may we all learn to return to God.
我们会发现神的恩典 一直都跟随我们。
Then we will realize that God's grace and mercy continues to follow us.
我们人生不虚空的。
Our lives are not in vain.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
379首。
379.